This is a BiblioMotion audiobook, produced and distributed by Gildan Media in partnership with BiblioMotion. Ego versus EQ. How top leaders beat 8 ego traps with emotional intelligence. Written and read by Jen Shirkani. We hope you enjoy this program.
Introduction: The 8 Ego Traps. Getting the truth from others when you're in a position of power is tough. It's a tale as old as the emperor's new clothes. No one wanted to tell the emperor he was naked, and no one wants to tell the CEO he might be wrong. Whatever the nature of the feedback for the leader, if it's not purely positive, colleagues, employees, and peers may hesitate to offer it. That lack of candor can quickly lead to trouble. Today, tomorrow, or in a few months' time. No matter how open-minded or easy to talk to you may be, having a top executive role requires that you use diligent, mindful effort to stay grounded and in touch with how the decisions you make affect the people on the assembly line making widgets for you every day. Losing touch with the impact you have on others is quite common, and it's inherent in the job. No leader is immune, even in a company with only 5 people. Gary, for example, was a brilliant but aloof attorney who rose through the ranks of his $3 billion company to the position of chief legal officer. When Gary served at lower positions in the company, his colleagues were able to tolerate his cold, impersonal nature. He had excellent technical skills, so they were willing to overlook his gruff approach. Once at the post of CLO, however, Gary's direct reports, high-ranking lawyers themselves, were far less tolerant of Gary's insensitive manner and weak interpersonal skills. In a matter of months, Gary's direct reports declared virtual mutiny. Then there was Jim, a likable CEO with an infectious laugh, who had a tendency to change directives to his team on a whim. 10 days before an internal conference and after months of planning, Jim directed his senior operations team to bring in a new speaker for the event, a Navy SEAL he had just heard on the radio and immediately wanted to hire. The team scrambled to secure the speaker, but the event itself fell flat because planning time ran short and the fit between the male, retired military speaker and the mostly female audience was a poor one. Worse yet, the operations team lost their motivation to work as diligently on future events, knowing that Jim might change the plan at a moment's notice. Company morale and the overall success of the meeting suffered. These are just 2 of the leaders who will be featured in this book. Individuals facing ego versus EQ challenges.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?